Agrégation interne d'anglais. Épreuve de compréhension restitution.
You are going to hear an audio recording twice. After you have heard the recording each time, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your notes and to prepare your account of it in English. Here is the recording for the first time.
The dominant narrative of the North has been one of two communities, with people divided along nationalist or unionist lines. So what's it like to live in this society when you don't fit into those orange or green boxes? And if the number of people from ethnic minority backgrounds continues to grow, could that change the politics of the region? I'm Una Kelly, and this is Our Lives in the North.
It was very funny. I think a couple of times in my life here, I got asked by taxi drivers, are you a Catholic Chinese or Protestant Chinese?
Anna Lowe was born in Hong Kong and arrived in Belfast in 1974.
You know, a lot of people, they were more curious than hostile. They just wanted to know, where are you from? Why? You know, are you here? What brought you here? And I always said, a man brought me here.
Anna's friends were baffled as to why she and her Belfast-born new husband were moving to a place they regarded as a war zone.
You know, it was a bit strange, you know, seeing soldiers walking along the streets, police with, I think in those days, still guns. And I was very different in 74. There were very few, I think, foreigners or tourists in Belfast, in Northern Ireland. And I remember walking down the street one day and I thought you could feel that someone was looking at you. And then I looked around, it was a bus passing, a double-decker bus, and I could see all the people looking around at me.
Anna says the vast majority of the time she felt accepted, but sometimes experienced outright hostility. On one occasion, she was walking in the city centre when a group of younger people shouted racial abuse at her and kicked her. Nobody on the busy street intervened.
That is the end of the recording for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
The dominant narrative of the North has been one of two communities, with people divided along nationalist or unionist lines. So what's it like to live in this society when you don't fit into those orange or green boxes? And if the number of people from ethnic minority backgrounds continues to grow, could that change the politics of the region? I'm Una Kelly, and this is Our Lives in the North.
It was very funny, I think, a couple of times in my life here, I got asked by taxi drivers, are you a Catholic Chinese or Protestant Chinese?
Anna Lowe was born in Hong Kong and arrived in Belfast in 1974.
You know, a lot of people, they were more curious than hostile. They just wanted to know, where are you from? Why? You know, are you here? What brought you here? And I always said, a man brought me here.
Anna's friends were baffled as to why she and her Belfast-born new husband were moving to a place they regarded as a war zone.
You know, it was a bit strange, you know, seeing soldiers walking along the streets, police with, I think in those days, still guns. And I was very different in 74. There were very few, I think, foreigners or tourists in Belfast, in Northern Ireland. And I remember walking down the street one day and I thought someone, like you could feel that someone was looking at you. And then I looked around, it was a bus passing, a double-decker bus, and I could see all the people looking around at me.
Anna says the vast majority of the time she felt accepted, but sometimes experienced outright hostility. On one occasion, she was walking in the city centre when a group of younger people shouted racial abuse at her and kicked her. Nobody on the busy street intervened.
That is the end of the recording. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account. That minute is up and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.